More than 300 earthquakes and aftershocks have been detected in Taiwan after yesterday's huge earthquake. And let's hear more about the aftermath to that earthquake and the rescue efforts that are still going on from William Yang, Taiwan-based journalist. And William, described what's been happening since yesterday morning.
Right. So basically, since late last night and until early this morning, the authorities have focused on two fronts. So one of the top priority for them is to rescue all the people that are still stranded and stuck in different parts of especially Hualien County, which is the epicenter of the earthquake. And on the other hand, they're also looking to make sure that the major transportation routes will be resumed to full operation or partial operation. And this morning, we know that at least 60 miners who have been trapped since yesterday have already been freed. And whereas the main railway that is connecting the northern Taiwan to Hualien has also partially been resumed operation.
And how frightening have the aftershocks been for everyone who has survived the earthquake and those trying to carry out those rescue efforts?
I think the concern initially was more about the frequency and the unknown level of these aftershocks. But since last night, there were only two earthquakes that have surpassed the magnitude of 5, which means that the aftershocks level and the magnitude is actually much smaller than everyone has expected. So I think most of the local residents or people who are still stuck there have gotten somewhat used to it. Whereas for the experts, they're also not seeing the possibility of the large scale aftershocks coming in the next few days. But on the other hand, they're also warning that the smaller scale aftershocks are likely going to continue to happen at least for a few months based on the experience from 25 years ago from the similar scale earthquake.
Yes, and it's been interesting. One of the things we were even talking about it in the newsroom this morning, what's striking to outside observers, the resilience, given the force of that earthquake, the resilience of buildings in Taiwan to these events.
Right, exactly. I think the hard lesson that Taiwan had to learn from 25 years ago really forced the government and authorities to really implement this system to thoroughly and strictly basically inspect all the newly built buildings to make sure that they can withstand a very large-scale earthquake. And at the same time, the government also has a system in place to mobilize resources, to mobilize the military and different units of the government to support all this kind of emergency events. And so I think that yesterday's total response and also the outcome of the numbers shows that the efforts have paid off. And I think it's important to note that compared to 25 years ago, where 2,400 people died. Yesterday, we only had 9 deaths. That is, I think, a huge contrast that can show that the efforts are really being put to the right place.
And thank you for telling us about it this morning. That's William Yang, journalist in Taiwan.